From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The virtual currency Bitcoin is hitting record highs after federal authorities hinted they might be willing to accept it as a legitimate form of payment. But there are still some concerns. The Senate is holding 2 days of hearings on Bitcoin. Here is Mythili Raman of the Justice Department testifying yesterday.
We recognize that virtual currency systems can be a legal means of exchange. But we also recognize that criminals will always seek to take advantage of new technologies to commit, further, or hide their crimes.
For more on Bitcoin and whether it is about to get a little more mainstream, we're joined by Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, who's with us every Tuesday. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so obviously some concerns there, but does it seem like Washington is ready to regulate Bitcoin?
Well, it's interesting because Bitcoin just got a very big endorsement from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. He wasn't at the hearing, but he sent a letter to the senators. It said that virtual currencies, he didn't name Bitcoin specifically, but he said they may hold long-term promise, particularly if innovations promote a faster, more secure, and more efficient payment system. So now in front of the Senate committee, you've got some of our lead law enforcement and regulatory officials saying they see the benefits of digital forms of money, and now they got to figure out what the rules are going to be.
And Bitcoin has been surging as a result of what's been happening in Washington, but it was surging even before that. What else is causing Bitcoin's value to spike?
It's been going up and down, up and down. In fact, yesterday, it hit a high of $900 at its high water mark. And then today, it was at $502 at its lower end. So it's bouncing all over the place. So talk about a volatile investment. As far as what's making it go up generally, well, it's being taken more seriously by the investment community and their high-profile names are getting involved. And also, I read this from Morning Money. They're reporting that a massive spike in Chinese buying of Bitcoin has almost single-handedly, as they say, caused Bitcoin prices to triple. And that's because the Chinese government, they say, seems to be encouraging its citizens to invest in Bitcoin. And they speculate that that's might be an indirect way to, you know, poke at the dominance of the U.S. dollar.
And Bitcoin was in the news recently, people may remember, because it was used on this this black market website, Silk Road, which was selling illegal drugs and forged documents. Of course, the founders of the currency, we've heard, were very happy that Silk Road was shut down because it took that black mark off of Bitcoin's name. What about all of that?
Right. Well, the people who got in early on Bitcoin, their biggest interest now is seeing that the value continues to go up because they stand to make a lot of money, especially people who were mining it in the early days. And, you know, they've got a representative now for the Bitcoin Foundation, their general counsel, a guy named Patrick Merck. He says that Bitcoin can facilitate private anonymous transactions which are resistant to oversight and control. But this implies by no means that using Bitcoin can or should provide immunity from the law. So they're saying, well, you can be anonymous, but also you can't break the law. So, you know, it's a little bit dicey right now. So is it really just about, you know, being able to do these private transactions without anyone knowing about it? But the other thing that advocates are saying is that the fees are lower than traditional banking, and that's one of the benefits for humanity, potentially.
And in terms of where you can use it, I have to say there's only one place that I have been where I've seen a sign that says, we accept Bitcoin, and it was a restaurant called Thelonious Monkfish, which is a whole other show. But Jason, you can't really use it many places at the moment, so we'll have to keep watching. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.